The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome to another edition of Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Remax Metro.
Where every week we're going to be talking about real estate and financing issues, mortgage issues, and generally just whatever else we feel like talking about.
Yes, and we get that a lot with like lutefisk and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are Norwegians around here. So, and this is a live call-in show. If you have questions, you can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. And you can also tweet us at Team Reba or Eric is my banker.
Eric with a C.
Yeah, Eric with a C. That's right. And today we have a special guest with us also, Brooks Powell of Powell Homes. And Brooks is going to be talking with us today about ADUs, accessory dwelling units, and anything else he feels like talking about.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, both of you. And we'll be talking about some DADUs also.
There you go. Oh, DADUs.
DADUs? Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Ooh, it's a new acronym that apparently need to learn.
I think I know what the D stands for, but we'll leave everyone in suspense for that.
Just your grades in high school, Eric.
I bet I'm... Okay.
That's right. There you go.
You guys have known each other a long
time. Yeah, just a couple of years. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well, you know what? Let's just jump right in.
You want to do mortgage rates later then?
I can. Well, we'll get that out of the way, huh?
I'd like to know what they are.
I think we should do that. Let's get a little bit of consistency.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. So a couple things going on this week. So far, the rates are tracking good again. We've been stable. The rates have been really kind of going in our favor. 30-year fixed rate conforming rates right now are still averaging under 4%. We're averaging around 3.875%. 15-year fixed rates are averaging under 3.25%. And FHA loans.
Wait, what was that? That's
3.25. Yes.
That's crazy.
For which ones?
15-year fixed rates.
Nice.
And FHA fixed rates are averaging 3.5%.
Oh, still down,
so,
nice and low.
Matter of fact, even if there's first-time home buyers out there, you can get a first-time home buyer kind of special financing program right now, 30-year fixed rate at 4%. So it's a really good time to be looking.
Yeah.
And yes.
I was going to say, if you're a first-time buyer and you want to learn more about it, come to our class soon.
Yes, up on February 6th, from Saturday.
Yes.
In Seattle on East Lake Avenue.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little more later.
Absolutely.
But just getting it in people's brains
right now,
February 6th,
and
10 to 3.
That's right. And economically, you know what nobody's talking about right now? The Fed. The Fed's meeting tomorrow. The Fed's going to be making an announcement.
What do you mean no one's talking about it?
It's not on the news. No, nobody cares right now.
Really?
The Federal Open Market Committee meets every 6 weeks. And you remember 6 weeks ago, they increased interest rates 0.25%,
right,
which had absolutely no effect on mortgage rates.
Right.
It affected other loans, prime rate, anything, home equity lines of credit, things like that. Mortgages, actually, we went down. And they're meeting again tomorrow. The expectation of the Fed increasing rates tomorrow is just about zero. It's just not in the cards right now. So
I'll take that hand.
All the eyes are looking towards March when they meet again. So we'll see how that all goes.
Okay.
But right now rates are fantastic and staying low, staying stable. Knock on wood.
Yeah. So, hey, I will ask you real quick. Someone called me the other day and told me, cause I know in our home buyer class we'll be doing, there's some really cool Washington State-sponsored down payment assistance programs.
Yes.
But I heard there's a federal one right now. Is that correct for like 5% down?
Well, there's a few out there. You might be referring to what's called NHF. That's the National Home Buyer Fund.
Right, correct.
Right. NHF is...
Was this person blowing smoke up my skirt?
No. No, they might... No, that's legit.
Thanks, David. Thanks for the commentary.
David Summers, our producer, is whispering in our ear here.
I don't know. I hope that was actually over the air. Otherwise, people think I'm completely nuts at the moment.
Probably you're just hearing voices in your head.
Well, that was a voice in my head.
It's actually coming from the microphone. So, yeah, National Homebuyer Fund is a program where you are given a grant, a non-repayable grant.
Yeah.
And if you take out an FHA loan, the grant is for 5% of your loan amount. Mm-hmm. If you take out a conventional loan, the grant is for 3% of your loan amount.
Oh, they didn't tell me that part. Okay.
Yeah, so it's actually it's a zero down program where basically that grant covers your down payment and some of the closing costs, and you don't have to pay it back. So
it's
a great program.
You'll still have PMI.
Yeah, you'll still have mortgage insurance on that loan.
But for those folks who haven't been able to save up quite enough, but maybe their credit report is there.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Where they could qualify from that perspective. I mean, that could
absolutely.
Be, in some certain markets, that might be a very doable thing. And especially here where we're more expensive.
Right.
It takes a while to get that money saved up.
Absolutely. So that zero down maximum loan amount on that program is $417,000. So it's available and it's out there and you can go get
it. There's still a lot
later.
Of properties around here. People who are buying in North Seattle might be like, there's something for a loan that low, but there really are. I mean, you get into South King County, South Seattle, and beyond, there's plenty, and there's lots up in Snohomish.
If anybody wants information, you can tweet me at Eric is my banker, and I can forward you more information on that. But it's a great program called NHF, National Home Buyers Fund.
Okay. All right. So, good. Glad to know that wasn't smoke.
Has nothing to do with the government, but it's just the name, NHF.
Okay, got it.
It has nothing to do with the government?
No, it's not a government sponsored program.
Tell me it was a federal program?
National.
Not that I'm aware of.
Just because he didn't read the details
close
enough?
No, this comes
That's
under,
a little scary. It was another lender I was talking to.
Well,
it's also one I haven't worked with in an extremely long time because sometimes things like this come up. That's why I'm verifying it with you.
Right. No. as lenders... banks have, there was a law passed back in 1977 by Jimmy Carter called the CRA, Community Reinvestment Act.
Mm-hmm.
And for a bank to keep their doors open, to expand, open branches, we have to prove that we're serving every part of our community. If we take deposits in a community, we have to be serving that community.
Okay.
Well, that includes housing, loans, deposits, we have to be doing outreach and trying to make sure that we're serving, the entire community. So programs like this, zero down type programs, are a way that a bank can maintain a high community CRA rating, Community Reinvestment Act rating. And because if we don't, then it will restrict
then
our
no
ability
way to do
business.
A CYA.
There you go. That's right. That's right. So,
what we were calling PMI for a while.
Yeah.
Remember, we had that on one of our shows.
Oh, absolutely.
PMI is CYA for banks.
Well, now we have, Brooks, we have our new thing called TRID, which is all
good
loan
times.
Disclosures.
Yeah.
TRID stands for The Reason I Drink, near as we can tell.
Yeah, they need to add an H on there heavily.
Heavily, yeah.
That's right. So, Brooks.
H is silent.
Yeah, it's a very silent H because you're drunk.
That's right. So, Brooks Powell of Powell Homes, tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, we've been in business for 107 years. So, we just turned the page into year 107. So, we started up in the Ravenna area when my great-grandfather moved out here with Great Northern Railroad.
Wow.
So, he started doing development up in that area. And then we slowly
My first house was in Ravenna.
Right.
I lived up there. Gorgeous.
So we were. He bought a few blocks up in that area and developed those. And then, as the city moved further south, he ended up moving south into West Seattle, and then into Burien. And then we just kind of continued down. We ended up down in Burien in 1950s, and then down in Des Moines, the waterfront community, in 1969. So we've been located there since then.
And pretty much an institution in Des Moines. I mean, you've sponsored so many different projects and nonprofit operations, and you're involved. Are you still involved with a lot of that in the Des Moines community?
We not as much as we used to be, but we did. We sponsored the City of Des Moines fireworks show for over 15 years, and did a lot with the Rotary Club down there with their Poverty Bay Wine Festival.
Right, which is a fantastic
Which is a
operation.
Great event.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're still down there, and we're still building all, I would say 80-90% of our work is within the city of Seattle. But we build in a lot of those closer in neighborhoods. It might be the city of Tukwila,
right.
SeaTac, Burien, Des Moines, up in the city of Seattle. You work our way up until you get to about the city core, and then that's about as far north as we go.
Sure. And tell us, because you do more than just build new homes. So tell us a little bit more about your business.
Sure. We do new homes for sale. We also do custom homes on people's lots where we'll build either our design or their design. And then we also do full renovations, and we can do something as simple as a bathroom to as complicated as a whole house remodel.
Sure. So, and I've also seen your vans running around. You have like your care and repair also.
Well, we do a little bit of that. That turned out to be, that was one of my brilliant ideas, that we had four care and repair vans, and we did some handyman work, and we still do a little bit of it, but it didn't turn out to be quite as viable as I thought it was. But it was kind of an interesting way to, test that market.
Sure.
So, right.
Yep. Sure.
So you've been also doing, because I'm on your email list.
Right.
Right. Because I've worked with you in the past, sold a few of your homes. And you're doing a lot more open houses nowadays of some of your renovation projects plus the new construction. You just had one last weekend, did you
not? We did one just last weekend. And so what we do is we do an e-blast out to everyone on our email list, so they can be our realtors that that show our product, and then also our clients, and get people out to see new product.
Who would they, if somebody listening wanted to get on that email list, where would they email?
They could just email me at brooks@powell-homes.com or go on our website at powellrenovations.com and just sign up.
Okay.
Sure.
We do have some of your contact information already on the teamreba.com/blog.
Okay,
so we have that on for today's showing last week's show, and then who we have on today. So some of that's there. So you can go to that website if you like, get that information, or brooks@powell-homes.com.
Perfect.
So yeah, some great stuff. Did you guys have good traffic this weekend?
We had pretty good traffic. It's always tricky during the football season. So you're
working
your open.
No games this weekend.
Yeah.
No. Well, I guess
it's no games this.
No games that most of us cared about.
That's right.
That's right.
So we'll go to a Saturday, or something like that to work around the football schedule for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I need to get into that. I was hoping to go, and I ended up showing houses all weekend.
Yeah.
I had two listing presentations on Saturday, and then I had two buyers that I had out all day on Sunday. So
I'm going to give you your own special key, Reba, and you can it'll be your Powell Homes.
You mean
key
the key box?
Yeah. No, I'll give you your own key, and you can just have it on your key ring.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Right.
I'd
there
like
you
that.
Go.
Well, if anybody, lots of people have been to open houses. It's kind of fun to go to a renovation open house, because you're going to see the before and the after, and it really gives people ideas and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Join us. Stay with us. We'll have more with Brooks Powell of Powell Homes when we come back on Open House with Team Rebuy.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.